In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running. The Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program. And then, I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I've got a lot more goals ahead of me to keep me running. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenges I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. So here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Running. Welcome to Matt Goes Running. I am Matt, and this is a special episode of this series. As kind of predicted in my last episode, I did end up taking a kind of unplanned break, but expected break during Halloween Horror Nights. Didn't get much running in, maybe a little bit here and there, but for the most part, the time on my feet was spent at Halloween Horror Nights. Now, there is something to be said for that. There was a lot of walking, and I did walk a lot, but I didn't get much proper running in. And kind of a, I don't know what you would say, a bit of a side effect of that was standing, without making a long story out of this, some of the days at Halloween Horror Nights were all day. We're talking from morning till technically the next morning after midnight. Spending that much time on my feet with the problems I have with my knee actually aggravated a, I don't know if it's a new injury or some kind of injury that I'm going to have to get checked out. But that's not what this episode is about. I'm only mentioning it because it's something I will be talking about in the future and something I'm going to follow up on. But this episode is not about that. That was all just groundwork to explain what the long delay between episodes is. This episode is about the Rocky Balboa Run that was held Saturday, November 14th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I had flown up to Pennsylvania, and a lot of my friends and family joined me. There's two races, a 5K and a 10K. It starts and ends in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the famous steps that Rocky runs up. It does not utilize the steps. I'm sure that would be an insurance nightmare for them, but the scene is perfect. That's exactly where you want to start and end, particularly for a Rocky run. So, as you guessed, it is themed to Rocky. Takes place in Philadelphia. The finisher's medal looks like a heavyweight belt from Rocky. It has the red, white, and blue stripes, the little pictures of the different champions. In this case, it's Rocky, Apollo Creed, Ivan Drago, and I believe Clubber Lang. I don't have it in front of me. I'm pretty sure that's right, though. We had a pretty good crowd for our group. Let me tell you everyone that was there. It was myself, obviously. Dave and Chris from Star Wars and Character and the Gradys. Lou from Dial Up Movies. Derek, who you have probably heard on the Gradys and some of Chris's micro movie reviews, and hopefully some NeoZaz shows in the very near future. Dave's son Jack, Chris's son Luke, Gene Hendricks from the Hammer Podcast from the Two True Freaks Network, and my mother and father, Bill and Jackie. So that's a pretty good group to go to a fun event like this. Now, I didn't run for a couple reasons. One, a little bit of my knee trouble I was talking about. And two, it was very cold. I really didn't want to test my entire right leg, pretty much from knee to ankle, is all kinds of problems in a condition it was not used to in that cold. And I'll tell you this, when I stepped off that plane, the very first thing that happened was it felt like a 10 set of hands grabbed my calf and just squeezed. It's like my entire muscle tightened up. So I didn't run. I walked. I did a trot here and there, a little bit jog maybe, but for the most part, I walked. Chris had already set out to just walk, so we were together most of the time. Dave is experiencing injuries as well. It was just a whole crew of injured middle-aged men, so he walked. So between the three of us walking, Lou and Derek also decided to walk with us and just have some fun. So for the most part, the recordings I'm going to play are just when I was either with Dave or Chris or Derek or somewhere in between. So not the usual kind of reports of what I'm doing and how I'm doing, but just some clips of the race. And we passed the people that did run. My mother and father ran. Jack ran. Luke ended up running. Gene certainly ran. I'm going to talk a lot about that, I think, in a bit here right after the recording. So you'll hear when they pass us and just some general chatter of what it's like when you hang around us in our home state. So with all that said, let's just go right to the clips, and I'll be back with a little more right after these.
Chris, 2015 Rocky Run, you dragged me out here. You got Gene from Two True Freaks, my mother and father, Derek from Grady's Appearances, Lou from Now Movies, Dave. Oh, there's Dave.
There's
Jack.
Dave.
You're proud of yourself?
I am.
Court, making us get up early, spending money and wasting our time on this.
It's a Rocky medal. Did you see the medal?
That's right. It says Rocky, man.
It says Rocky, man. Come on, you got a t-shirt?
Start the day at the Rocky statue.
And there's, oh, I can't say what I'm thinking because your mom's looking at me. I couldn't.
You mean them, right?
Yeah, okay, everyone else.
Just, all right, yeah.
Not us.
I don't mean me.
Clearly not us, no.
I just took that piece of paper and into my shirt.
You know what we should do? Like, all of us, like, walk at this pace, and the whole time we're just, like, jockeying.
Right.
And then at the end, we, like, all speedwalk. Have somebody film that.
With the little old ladies in the neighborhood, and I'll speed walk around the block.
You need to say that again. We've walked 50 feet.
The back of my legs already sore. I'm already cramping.
You want to go back?
You have to go back!
You have to go back.
We walked this car around.
Say it, Chris.
No!
You didn't say it. You're lying.
Oh, we walked from here.
That's the only reason I came.
Chris is creating content back there.
He never stops creating. That's what I admire most about.
Best of five Ks.
Best of 5 Ks.
Oh, we should have thought of a best of five list to record on our 5K.
Do the best of 5Ks.
Five other things.
Kenny Loggins.
I was thinking five
Kenny
other
Rogers
things.
Roasters.
Five better things we could have done with this time.
Keith Hernandez.
Pancakes.
There you go. I got my finger right in the picture. Oh, sorry, Gene.
In the picture you took?
Yeah, Gene, yep. I can crop it.
Your parents had to be so.
That's lovely.
Finally.
Yay!
Man, he just showed you up.
And in jeans.
And in jeans. He's the only idiot over there. I still haven't seen your parents. Is your mom wearing the white shirt too?
I think so. Oh yeah, she's wearing a race shirt.
Yeah, your dad put his on.
If you see an old woman have an old man hoisted over her shoulder, that's probably them.
You see an old woman, fireman's carrying him.
Yeah. Yep.
Where are they?
I don't know. They did a terrible showing.
See ya!
Luke, I'm done with this.
So who's carrying Luke?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it won't be long. Look at him. Who's he doing with his hands? Is he like...
I don't know. He's actually got good form, though. He's running way better than I do.
He's looking back. He's going to run into that wall. Yeah. He's looking back.
He's going to run into... He's gonna run into a tunnel strut here. Boom!
Yeah. Man.
Hey there!
What did he say?
She said you're done.
Oh, she's back. I didn't even see it. We missed her?
You must have missed her mom.
Oh, damn.
He said she's smoking.
Oh, he's gonna be.
Is he already going?
Yeah.
Well, she's not here, so you can say it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I got up and got on a plane for this. Chris and his stupid ideas. They always cost me money and time.
I mean, really, what else were you going to do?
That's a good point.
Something better, probably.
Yeah, waste time on, like, the charity project or something like that. The hell. Gene, I saw your time on Facebook.
Yeah, that's on the app time.
Right, yeah.
That's not official time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I beat what I wanted to beat.
Exactly,
so.
Right, yep. And you're using the same count, the measure thing you use to measure other races, so I would count that as... against that.
Yeah. Again?
Yeah, go for it.
Go.
You have energy left, right?
I was looking for you guys, because I was going to stand there and go, ha-ha.
Yeah, well, I saw him go by.
And I said, I bet they ducked out.
He said, I guess you said you were smoking her or something? I thought you said she was...
She's smoking you big time.
Oh, I thought she said she was smoking you, so we're like, oh, crap, you missed her. So I stopped looking for you.
I wasn't that far
behind.
How
long, Jane, for you?
I don't know what the official time is, but what I recorded was 33 minutes, 57 seconds.
Mine was 33.56.
Yeah. 1 hour 33.
Yeah. No. I wanted to be under 34. So, for someone who's never done one of these, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's on me. Sorry.
He held me back.
I hate everybody.
I saw the real loop. You have to keep that picture.
So I it was fun. It was a good time.
Can we go eat?
But he wants to eat.
That's all Luke cares about ever.
Luke's got the right attitude.
Yeah. I want to find
a wonderful place.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Reverse it next time. Let's start going down.
Where's our cool photo? We need a group photo of all our medals.
You and your photo.
All right. No, get in here, Dave. Come on. Come on.
We'll Photoshop all the medals in.
Come on.
Take the photo where we don't look exhausted, and we'll Photoshop all the medals.
We'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
When we're all rested.
No one wants to do it, Kelly. They're all party. Oh, Cal's in charge. Let's go.
Okay, so that was the race. We all finished. We all got our finisher medals. We all went out to breakfast after that. But the weekend didn't end there at all. In fact, I have some more to play here in a bit. But before I do, I have some much needed and well-deserved, I guess you'd say, congratulations shout-outs to put into the show or this episode right now. So first and foremost, this is for the person from our group that not only finished, but he absolutely killed his goal time, and that is Gene Hendricks. This was Gene's first official race. He set out to beat 34 minutes, and he finished with a clock time of 33 minutes and 14 seconds. Now, when you talk about running goals and beating your times, it is a game of seconds, and that's exactly what it is. It's a challenge of seconds, however you want to say it. Beating his goal by that much is absolutely outstanding. So great job, Gene. Well done. Very happy to have had you with us and thrilled to see you crush your goals. So again, great job. If you want Gene's firsthand account on this experience, check out his blog at thehammerstrikes.com. He had just posted a blog post about the run that same day I'm recording this. The timing is pretty interesting. So that is thehammerstrikes.com, and check out what Gene has to say about his first race. The next congratulations goes to Jack. This is the first personality from NeoZaz to finish. Not only did he finish, but he finished in Gene's no less, and he killed the rest of us as well. He was right behind Gene, but well ahead of us. So good job, Jack. Last but not least, I want to send a congratulations shout out to my mother, Jackie, for not only beating the rest of us, but also finishing third in her age group. She was the only one of us in our whole group to have placed that day. So good job, Jackie, or as I like to call her, Mom. So for the rest of the weekend, like I had just alluded to, we had finished the race day with a big group breakfast, like I mentioned, in downtown Philly. We hung out that evening at a local restaurant in Quakertown where everybody that was with us, apart from Gene and Lou, live. And then the next morning, we visited some local spots that I have not seen for years, and in some cases, possibly even a decade or more. Now, unfortunately, most of what I recorded that morning didn't come out because it was super windy, and that's all you can hear is a wind whipping through the mic. But luckily, of all the recordings that didn't get completely blown out by wind, there is some, I'll tell you this before I play them, there's some wind noise here and there, but the recordings that seem to be least affected were the recordings we made while visiting the old movie theater that we had all worked at together and pretty much became friends at. So that was pretty cool to be able to pull that recording and share it here. So I did have some editing to do because there were some very strong winds that you just couldn't hear what was going on. So I kind of just cut up all these clips into one big long one that I'll just play through here. And when that's done, I'll be back to wrap up. So here is some of my visit around our old stomping grounds with Chris, Dave, and Luke.
This is a, oh, Sal's Pizza Ronda still exists, though.
And they boarded up the alley.
Ronda. Oh, yeah. Holy they did.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny? Ass ball. That
where yeah. We played ass ball. It's gone.
Is this closed or open?
It's closed.
What is? So Liberty?
We can walk around the back.
Oh, man.
This is exactly, you got to lean on here. Because we used to lean on the inside. Remember what happened if it was lightning?
Yeah, you could feel it.
You would get a little tiny surge of electricity. Like if there'd be like a really bad thunderstorm.
Now you can't smoke.
I just saw that.
It's a smoke out here like five times a night, at least. It looks, more.
It's, I mean, right here we used to stand and see.
This is the same.
There comes Steve, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is where Chris put the 5 gallons of water and made 3 inches of ice out of 2 inches of ice.
Because anytime I come in here, I always come and I'll park over there. Because it's the same parking lot. We used to park there and you walk.
I was going to say, right here is where we always park.
This is all
we're always here first. I remember the Matt Grisser was always such a pain in the ass to us that the guy, Mike, that used to run Domino's at the time, every time he'd have a bad pizza, he'd throw it right up on their roof. And there was like probably at least 100 pounds of dough on their roof at one place. This is where we filmed you and Steve doing that scene from Die Hard Butter Flavoring 2 where we did a parody of The Rock, and then Tim would come out here, he pretended to break in and then accidentally shut the door behind him.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh my god! What did I do?
These were the doors that went to the hallway from Houses 1 and 2.
Yep.
And this
is
where...
That's new, that dock there.
That dock is new, yeah.
The whatchamacallit, the sink was right down this hallway.
Yeah, right, that's right, yeah.
And he was standing here. You jumped out that thing and dumped the water on him right here because I was standing down there and he was like...
Man, plenty of years, man. It was back here, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably right where this thing is now.
I climbed the pole from there to the rooftop?
Yes.
No.
Now, here it is. This is it. That's the pole.
You climbed that pole?
Yeah.
Chris, all right, now, here's what happened now. I was hiding. Steve and Chris were out here, and Chris starts climbing the pole, and then this was all planned out. Chris got to the top, and Chris was I don't think I can get up here. Steve, run upstairs and help me out. And he ran upstairs, and the second he was out of sight, you pulled yourself up. I laid on the ground like I was you. And so Chris, and then you hit up on the roof, and then Steve came to the side of the thing and saw what he thought was you laying on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dad, how did I climb that?
You were a lot lighter back then. Yes? I forgot about that.
You do it,
Dad. I got to take pictures of it. Here, Chris, just go hold the pole. No, I just wanted to get a picture with you by it.
It's kind of easy.
Jeez, you do it.
No way.
Remember that. You really thought.
Yep, you thought you fell.
The body there.
Now this is where the. Oh my god, look at that. Holy. Oh, that sucks. Well, I don't know why it sucks, but it's different.
Ah, memories.
I wonder what the projection booth looks like. Yeah.
There's gotta be room up there.
Yeah, I mean
they wouldn't fill that in.
Wonder if their offices are up there or something to the store.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's plenty of power. I mean, that, the hell, that booth was wired for 6 projectors. There's plenty of power for offices.
This place didn't change at all.
Not at all. Yeah. There's that TV on the wall. That's the only new thing since 1992.
Pizza.
Oh, sad.
Oh, good times.
Which one of these doors? Was it that set of doors where Chris took a kid's eye out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
right here
was the office.
This
right here.
Shut the door. Door.
Yeah.
Right here.
The office.
And this is the mail slot doors.
Yeah. This is the shut the door.
Why do you take picture of stuff?
Because, well, when you get to be my age and you're nostalgic for stuff, you'll know why.
Yeah.
So sad.
Good times. Good.
Thank you, Luke. Before you were even born, everything we're talking about.
Before you were even thought of.
Although, if it wasn't for this place, we wouldn't have
been born. That's right.
You wouldn't have met Kelly.
Me and Mom met.
Is this signed here now?
Probably was. You know what I think it was?
It's all like faded.
Dad, did you and my Matt?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, this is where the girls were.
You're taking a picture of a wall.
No, I'm taking a picture of a sign. This sign is older than me.
Get your hand out of that picture. What's wrong with you, kid?
It's so weird, man. I was just gone. Like, everything about it.
Okay,
it goes all the way back. Yeah, I mean, it goes all the way back to
like, I see
pictures. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's weird not seeing the... No box office anymore?
Nothing.
It does. It goes all the way back. So it's like they had to level all those floors, I guess, huh?
I remember when they were first doing it, like, I think I just walked in one day.
Yeah.
And you could see it. They were like, all the way back. They were flat. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't taken down the ceilings yet, so it looked like they were really
short. Did Dave work here? Did you work here, Dave?
I know what you're thinking, and you should be ashamed of yourself, Ben.
That was left here for you.
Dave, it was.
Did you work here?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Did you get your bad stuff here?
No. Never.
These are the original doors. Those doors are the same exact doors.
Yep,
and this whole framework is the
same. Yeah, it is. I thought it was completely replaced since I took a look at it. But you're right. Even the chipped paint is the exact same spots it was chipped back in the 90s.
This would always chip like piece of people that run their keys on or stuff like that.
I'll be that idiot Matt with his cigarette and his lighter tapping against it having a cigarette.
Probably
right from you. Yep.
I did most of that.
Marquee?
Yeah, when we had our Die Hard with Butter Flavoring Battle.
That was the sign up there?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, you did a Die Hard scene in here?
Yeah, we sure did. Did a lot of stuff at this place.
Was it bigger?
I don't know.
Nah,
it's
pretty the same size.
Yeah.
Who played the bad guy, Tim?
I did. You would think Tim, though, wouldn't you?
What did Dave play?
Dave was watching Bordello of Blood.
Who's Tim?
Tim was one of my henchmen. Tim's big line in the movie was, "Get him!"
And then Dad, that was the only line.
Get him! I think that was it, yeah.
Matt?
Such memories.
Did
now I'm depressed.
You're depressed now?
No, not really.
No, okay.
Ba-ba-ba 70 Sears Lady. where are the struts? Oh, the poles are gone.
Yeah. Chris knocked him out.
Yeah, he knocked him out. The whole thing fell down.
The hero?
Did you have
Boy,
shoes
Usher
on?
Boy. He played Usher Boy.
So that is it for this episode. As far as the series goes, I think I'll be able to pick up now pretty much where I left off. Even with the holidays coming, I don't have any long, month-long events that'll keep me from running and recording. Not until next September when Halloween stuff starts again. So should be able to get back on a regular schedule. I'm going to do some running, but I'm also going to get my knee checked out. So might be some more reports of why I'm not running as opposed to my recordings while running. We'll just pretty much find that out together. So until then, thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at neozazz.com. Catch all the latest news for Matt Goes Running and NeoZazz on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZazzPodcast and from our Twitter account at NeoZazz. To learn how to help support this show and all the work we do at NeoZazz, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZazz. Thanks for listening.